From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, has met with President Donald Trump in the White House. Later, Mr. Trump expressed optimism that what he called the horrible killing in Syria can be stopped.
We're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening that are really, really, really positive. We're going to stop the killing and the death. We had a very, very good meeting with Mr. Lavrov, and it was, I thought it was very, very good.
The president said he's underscored the need for Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime as well as Iran and its proxies. Mr. Lavrov at the Russian embassy also met with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He called both men people of action, describing their discussions as free of ideology, a reference to the previous Obama administration. The Russian diplomat said relations are beginning at a very low level, but added that they can and should contribute jointly to the settlement of the world's pressing issues. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said Mr. Trump believes on Syria, at least, that's possible.
He clearly is confident that he can make some progress here. And that's basically what he was saying, that there are issues that the United States and Russia could get together on, possibly Iran, although mainly on Russian terms, and that will be a problem as well.
Mr. Lavrov said he believes the U.S. is interested in taking part in a Russian plan to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria. Libya's Coast Guard intercepted hundreds of migrants jammed on a wooden vessel and returned them to Tripoli after warning a ship that was preparing them to take them to Europe. Colonel Boujela Omar said he received a distress call from the vessel north of Sabratha, about 19 nautical miles from shore. The migrants numbered some 300. This is VOA News.